The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now we get to the law of saving. You want to make money? This is why part of this conference is, I don't know if y'all heard me, it says money and finance. Those are two different things. Those are two totally different things, okay? Two totally. All y'all know money exists, and all y'all ain't financially intelligent, okay? There's a big difference here, okay? There's a big difference. You will hold $1 million in your lifetime. You will. You just will. That does not mean you won't die poor. Yeah. The money and finance are two totally different things. Law of saving. The financial freedom comes to the person who saves 10% or more of their income, period, point blank, throughout their lifetimes. Okay? Period. If you're not saving 10%, you're violating the universal law. And in violation of this universal law, your money will flee from you. I'll tell you what this looks like.
Can I go ask questions?
Yeah, you can.
Does that mean like every time you save 10% of that? Or, okay, I just want to make, yep, every.
Now, you can mathematically play with this. If you have the discipline enough, on the last day of the year, take 10%. Because I ain't got that bad shit. I ain't got that. I don't have that. Let me tell you. Yeah. I do it off everything because I want it to look like small dogs that small. Because I'm not going to cut no big check. Yeah. Imagine trying to give your church that way. You know, you wait the last day of the year. And you write your check, a $92,000 check at once. Yeah, that check ain't making it. Right. Pastor gonna love it. The likelihood of that check making it there in the accuracy of 10%, that probably ain't gonna happen. Okay, yeah. But the government understand it too. That's why they take your money out every time you get paid. Yeah, they don't take your money out at once. Not unless you owe them. Then they just say, you know what, forget your income tax, we garnishing that, right? Yes, right? But the government law is working on this job, and he's in New York City, and New York didn't go, hey, you know, it's the last day of the year, huh? We need $35,000. Okay? We need $35,000. We need that by 5 p.m. Close the business. Thank you very much. No. They nickel and dime him. It's still $35,000, but they nickel and dime him. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They give him the illusion how nice they are. They still taking the same amount of money, right? But you definitely want to take that 10%. You want to put that. It's a law of saving. The reason why it's universal for a lot of reasons. But, I mean, you can find it in every great book, every sacred text, every great teacher, regardless of religion, right? It's there. But in order to save 10% and make it extremely practical for you, I want you to think about a piece of pie. And your goal is to eat yourself some pie. Now I'm talking about the real pie. The pie you really eat. Who knows somebody to make a real good whatever pie you like? All right, grandma's pie. I want you to think about grandmother's pie. Okay, I ain't talking about the regular. I'm talking about whoever it is that make your mouth water just thinking about it. Think about that pie. The goal is to eat it. As soon as you get the pie, your grandma say, "Baby, take 65% of that pie. Give it to the house. Give it to everybody in the house." Yeah, I know that is fight word. Give it to everybody in the house. Go ahead and do that. Nah, grandmother, you can do it, baby. Do it. Okay? And then grandma saying, "Now, baby, before you get your piece, take 15% of that. You know you got that car. Feed the car. And feed everybody who used the car. Don't forget that insurance company. They need a piece of pie, too. They've been covering you all year. They need a piece of pie, too. So now you're 80% pie gone. Baby? Now, Comcast's been good to you. Okay? Comcast's been good to you. So this is what we're going to do. Take care of Comcast, AT&T, T-Mobile. Make sure they get a pie. You respect everybody in your life. Make sure they get a pie. That's 20% right there. Now you ain't got no more pie. Exactly. The point is to get there. Watch this. That's 100% of pie. Now let me show you where Americans at. My grandma say, "Baby, now that you ain't got no more pie, go down to the bank.
And get a loan?"
Yeah. Yes. This is what y'all do. This is what Americans spend more than what they have. This is what you do. Yes. Baby, Law, pull out that credit card and go swipe you some pie. Yes. Go swipe you some pie, baby. But don't use it for yourself. I need you to pay a few more things, right? Go pay a few more things. Now, baby, if you feel like getting some more, maybe you can get some of the crumbs, okay? You can't get the pie. Hey, everybody, that's Lanita, VIP. That's Vastine. Yes. That's Chris, Ken, and Deanna. You can walk, go around that way to the head of the table. Okay, good. Yes, we VIP. Now, did y'all see how I did the pie? Mm-hmm. It's dead wrong when I did the pie right.
I like how you broke that down.
Mm-hmm.
But that's actually what happened to America today.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't help. Not only the payments. Every time I hear the commercial of, let's say, payday loans, stuff like that, and how they advertise and make it seem all good, it really just ticks me off. Because what you're doing is taking advantage of people who don't really understand, especially when it comes to finances. And then you put like a really high interest rate to that. You're not helping them. You're hurting them.
That's right.
But in their mind, they're thinking like, "Oh, they're giving me money." No. You're actually losing a lot more. Because once the interest rate hits, you actually lost more. You're in a worse situation than you was in before.
That's right.
Same with student loan debt.
That's why he's targeting corporate
student loans and payday loans.
Myself said me student loans and payday loans, they're all a scam. Payday loans is a very unregulated industry that lobbyists keep lobbying and making it worse. We know this for sure. Student loans is your government saying, hey, Chris, you're 18 now, buddy. I'm going to trust you with a $75,000 loan. That makes no sense. There's nobody in here that can convince me that you would give an 18-year-old kid a $75,000 loan and expect them to do the right thing with it. That is what your United States government does to college students.
Yeah, we all see their actions of what.
Yes. 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 Yeah. Exactly.
The bill is here's the bill. But oh, yeah, you owe more with the interest rate. What? Exactly.
Now, let's see if we can. Now, let's try this pie a different way. As soon as you get the pie, you take your 10% immediately.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as you get the pie, I'm showing you why this is a universal law. As soon as you get the pie, you take your 10%. You don't eat it. You put that later. You know what I'm saying? So you can, and you know, so you can get grandmother's pie, and then you and since she, every time you save it, she say, "Baby, I love how you save. Let me give you some more pie." All right, you do that. Then what you do is you automatically recognize, well, I only got 90% left, so I got to start cutting something off. I ain't ate nothing yet, but I lost. So what I'm not gonna do? Okay, you just allow me that colloquialism. I know I got a master's, but I need to say it in the colloquial way. What I'm not going to do is ruin all my stuff. You know what I'm saying? So now I got the 90% is there. I go ahead and go back. Oh, I didn't tell you where I got the 65% from. That's most 65% of our income goes to rent and or mortgage. That's right. Back in the Old Testament times, New Testament times, 65% of your income, even medieval times, which is don't. That's 500 to 1500, right? The kings and queens era, the knights and stuff, that era. Okay, cool. 65% of their income went to bread. Today, 65% of your income goes to living, not sleeping outside.
See, now I've got to bring this up because what I've seen a lot, just to be honest, like Hispanic families, like group economics, they work together. So it's like instead of everybody else having their own separate, like, all right, look, he's going to take the hit, there you go, side. Yeah. Let's work together. And while we put our money together, we're able to build that house together. And then once that's set, like, all right, do you want one? All right, we work together. Get that set. Yeah. Like, all right, cool. But the thing is getting past the ego pride and a lot of times what culture says, what is the right thing to do, and breaking out of that cycle to do something even further. But that's the biggest problem I think is going on today is, you know, we've seen different like TV shows, it's like, this is how you're supposed to live, this is the right way. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to have this at this time and all that, that we never take the actions that will actually really benefit for us. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So you get the point, if you take your pie first, then you start being responsible with the rest of the pie. That's why giving to yourself first is a universal law. It just works that way. You look at things differently when you're being responsible. Mm-hmm. Right? Americans eat 150% of pie, and they only really own 100% of it.
And then life
makes
you lean on
it. Oh, yeah. It don't take much life to hit you. All you need is your light bill to go up $100 extra. It don't take much. You get $100 extra light bill, it'll throw everything off. It'll set you back 4 months. Your car breaks down. First off, cars don't break down for a couple of dollars. Yeah. And I ain't never had a flat tire at the right time.
I just had my phone
opening
and
wow. What?
And I had to take it back to the dealer.
Yes, I already knew it. Because I don't know what.
So that's how you got it.
I'm going to tell you what kind of car she drives. If she had to go back to a dealer. Yeah, and I mean, the custom parts. Custom parts. That's a Mercedes or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't no Toyota stuff in there. Okay, good. So y'all get the part of the law of saving, right?
Save big money in your door project right now at Menards. Update your home with beautiful Mastercraft doors. Mastercraft has been building high-quality doors for over 50 years. Design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program. Or choose from our great in-stock selection. Save big on your new door at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.